In this video, choosing a demonstration dog or demo dog for your dog training business. This is going to be a good one. Stick with me. I've spent a lot of time thinking about what makes the perfect demonstration dog and what breed that might be. And I've also spent a lot of hours talking with a friend of mine, Fred Hassan, about what makes a good demonstration dog, and I've incorporated into my opinion a lot of his thoughts, so I want to give credit where credit is due. I don't think that the breed matters so much, although there's a few caveats, which I'll get to in just a minute. I think what's most important is that you have a dog that looks happy and that is the type of dog that is friendly and approachable, a very balanced, stable dog. And part of what you want to look for is having a dog that has a very high tail carriage and ears that stand up erect, you know, that aren't naturally like folded down, which a lot of people misinterpret as being timid or maybe timid to some extent. So you want a high tail carriage, you want perky ears, and you want a general bouncy, outgoing demeanor from the dog. On top of that, you want a dog that has, and this should be kind of a given if you're a professional dog trainer, a lot of ball drive, you know, interest in the ball or the toy, and a lot of food drive too, because, you know, this is your calling card. This is like, you know, an employee of your business, and they represent what you do and your skill level. And so why not start with a dog that has both strong food drive and strong toy drive or strong ball drive, because it gives you more tools to work with. And that type of dog is usually going to be a lot more outgoing and animated than a dog that lacks one or both of those qualities. And it just makes everything look a lot more flashy. And flashy is good because, number one, it draws attention. And number two, people look at a flashy dog and they say, wow, that dog's happy. And if they think the dog's happy, they think that you're a great dog trainer, which you probably are. So you want a dog that reflects that. One issue probably a lot of you are thinking about is, well, should I not get a certain breed because they have a reputation of being very easy to train? Now, should I not get a golden retriever? Should I not get a Sheltie? Should I not get an Aussie? Should I not get a border collie? Look, it doesn't matter what breed you get. The people who are going to say that, they're going to come up with some excuse. And let's be honest, those people typically aren't desperate dog owners looking for help with their dog. They're usually other dog trainers. So don't even worry about that, because you can get a really difficult Belgian Malinois, and they're going to say, well, yeah, but it's a Belgian Malinois, and those dogs are, you know, they have all that drive, and they're so easy to train. And if you get a Sheltie, they're going to say, well, they have soft temperaments, they're easy to train. If you get a Border Collie, they're going to say, well, those dogs are super smart, so they're easy to train. There will be all kinds of excuses. Look, nobody looks at Bridget Carlson and her Golden Retriever, which is just an amazing team. You know, nobody looks at them and says, well, yeah, but it's a Golden Retriever, because it's so obvious to anybody how talented she is and how what an incredible trainer she is. So don't even worry about that. I mean, the types of pet owners that you're dealing with, that they don't even have the context to know the difference between, you know, why an Akita might be more difficult to train than a Golden Retriever would be. It's just not an issue. And let's face it, for the level of training that we're talking about pet companion dog training, which is basically like tying your shoes compared to high level AKC obedience or Mondial Ring or whatever it is. You know, that's like running a marathon, and what companion dog training, not to take anything away from it, but is in comparison is like tying your shoes. So really, all of this stuff that we as dog trainers kind of invent to worry about, like, if I get this breed, are people going to say, you know, oh, it's an easy breed to train? It just doesn't happen. I mean, train your dog really well. People will see that and they'll say, wow, that's impressive, because the dog is working happy and he's doing impressive behaviors. So that's all you got to worry about. Earlier in this video, I said that breed doesn't really matter so much, with a couple of exceptions. One of the exceptions is, let me put it this way, the Rottweiler is my favorite breed, hands down, of all of the breeds. I love all of them, but the Rottweiler is really my favorite breed. I just love the demeanor and the character and the way the dog looks and the muscles and the boxiness and the whole thing. But if I was starting up a dog training business tomorrow and I needed a demonstration dog to help me promote my business, I probably wouldn't choose a Rottweiler. The reason is that when I go around town and I see somebody, if I'm walking past a Starbucks coffee place and somebody's sitting out front with a Rottweiler, I'm walking around them. And if I'm walking around them, a lot of other people are walking around them too. I want a dog that people feel like they can immediately approach me and engage in conversation and ask me questions about the dog, be it what kind of breed is that, or how did you train her to do that, or whatever it is. I want people to feel that I'm approachable. And because of that, I'd recommend staying away from a lot of the guardian breeds. Now, there may be some exceptions. You know, maybe you have a pit bull that's got one of those great big giant smiles and the dog's just bouncing out going, and it's just the perfect specimen. And if that, you know, lights you up, then go with that dog. You know, it's not going to, certainly not going to kill your business. I mean, the most important thing is that the dog's outgoing and looks happy, has that high tail carriage, just bouncy and walking around and stuff. So the breed doesn't matter so much, but again, we're talking about choosing a demo dog. So right off the bat, in my opinion, as much as I love the Rottweilers and the Pit Bulls and the guardian type breeds, wouldn't be my first choice. The other caveat is you really want to probably not pick a breed that tends to be kind of slow moving. So that would include like the Basset Hounds or the English Bulldogs and you know, pugs even. And again, there's exceptions. You know, if you find an individual specimen that's just super outgoing and animated and just has that je ne sais quoi, maybe you want to go with it. But as a general rule, I would look at dogs that are, you know, probably medium-sized dogs with an athletic build that are active, that you can get many, many years of service from, and dogs that like doing the work. They like training. They have a lot of energy. They're motivated. So Malinois, for example, a lot of people choose the Belgian Malinois. I've owned, I think, three or four of them over the years. And, you know, it's hard to argue with success. It's a great breed, and they can be very flashy. And if that was what lights your fire, go with the Belgian Malinois. Me personally, for a demonstration dog, you know, if you can find a good border collie, and again, this, it has to match with your training style. For me, the border collie is actually a little bit on the soft side. As a general rule, the one that I found was perfect for me. He was a little bit of a harder, not hard in a general sense, but for border collies, a little bit of a firmer temperament, if you will. And a very outgoing dog, as you can see from the clips that I put in this video. And like typically for my training style, what really kind of meshes the best is either Golden Retriever, which was the demo dog that I had before this one, or the Aussies. And again, general rules, it's, you have exceptions from every breed. And I would have no problem walking past a Border Collie or a Golden Retriever or an Aussie if I found a Dalmatian that had the right kind of personality, or a German Shepherd dog that had the right kind of personality. So it's a very kind of personal thing, but in a general rule, you want to remember, you want a dog that's got a very bouncy, outgoing personality, high tail carriage, erect, you know, forward ears, you know, and a general demeanor and expression that doesn't look like this. So those are my thoughts. Really curious to hear your thoughts. Hopefully you've enjoyed this video. Hey, if you need more clients, if you need more dog training clients, if you need more business, if you want to, you know, be in a position where you don't have to worry about, am I getting enough desperate dog owners to call me each and every day, each and every week, each and every month? I found that Google AdWords is one of the best ways to do that. The problem with Google AdWords is that it's insanely complicated. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can blow through a lot of money very quickly. What we do with my company, Browning Direct, is we offer a 100% done-for-you Google AdWords management solution for professional dog training business owners, as well as a few other industries like dog daycare and some non-pet industry stuff. But basically, we take care of everything from setting up, optimizing, running the campaigns, to the landing page, to 5-call tracking numbers, everything you need to have a successful campaign. And we're in well over 60 markets at this point. So we know, we can go into a market and know, you know, what type of ad spend budget we should be using and some other stuff that maybe somebody who doesn't specialize in the dog training industry wouldn't know. If you'd like to learn more, check out dogtrainertoolbox.com, and in the upper left-hand corner, click on the box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Read through that page. If it makes sense, there's a link at the bottom. You can book a free 30-minute phone consultation with me so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. Take care, guys.